How do you feel now that someone's attacked him? Hado asked. His voice was gentle, compassionate, seductive. You said the gods hate us, and for the moment, I think you hate them too, at least a little. Yet somehow, I find it hard to believe your feelings have changed so completely toward the one who shared your bed. I looked away. I did not want to think about it. I did not want to think at all. Why had Hado and the woman come anyhow? Didn't a master of initiates have other duties? Hado leaned forward. If you could, would you fight us to save your lover? Would you risk your life to set him free? Yes, I thought immediately. And just like that, the doubts I'd felt since my conversation with Saruman faded. Someday, when Madding and I were free of this place, I would ask him about his treatment of mortals. I would ask about his role in the gods' war. I would find out what he did to people who failed to repay. I had been remiss in not doing this before. But would it make a difference in the end? Madding had lived thousands of years to my few. In that time, he had surely done things that would horrify me. Would knowing about those things make me love him any less?
Whore, said the woman.
I stiffened. Excuse me? Hado made a sound of annoyance. Erad, Bright Sister, you will be silent.
Then hurry up, she snapped. He wants the sample as soon as possible.
I was already tense, ready to throw some harsh words, or the chair under me, at Erad. This caught my attention. What sample? Hado let out a long sigh, plainly considering a few choice words of his own.
The Nightbreeze request, he said finally. He has asked for some of your blood.
Some of my what?
He's a Scrivener, Lady Ori, and you have magical abilities no one has ever seen. I imagine he wants to study you in depth.
I clenched my fists, furious. And if I don't want to give a sample?
Lady Ori, you know full well the answer to that question.
There was no patience left in Hado now. I considered resisting anyway, to see whether he and Erad were prepared to use physical force. That was stupid, though, because there were two of them and one of me, and there could easily be more of them if they just opened the door and called for help. Fine, I said, and sat down. After a moment, and probably a last warning look from Hado, Erad came over and took my left hand, turning it over.
Hold the bowl, she said to Hado.
And a moment later, I gasped as something stabbed me in the wrist.
Demons! I cried, trying to jerk away.
But Erad's grip was firm, as if she'd been expecting my reaction. Hado gripped my other shoulder.
This won't take long, he said. But if you struggle, it would take longer.
I stopped fighting only because of that.
What in the gods' names are you doing?
I demanded, yelping as Erad did something else, and it felt like my wrist was stabbed again. I could hear liquid, my blood, splattering into some sort of container. She had jabbed something into me, opening the wound further to keep the blood flowing. It hurt like the infinite hells.
Lord Date requested about 200 drams, muttered Erad.
A moment passed, and then she sighed in satisfaction.
That should be enough.
Hado let go of me and moved away, and Erad took the painful thing out of my arm. She bandaged my wrist with only marginally more gentleness. I snatched my arm away from her as soon as her grip lessened. She uttered a contemptuous snort but let me go.
We'll have someone bring you dinner shortly, Hado said as they both went to the door. Be sure to eat. It will prevent weakness. Rest well tonight, Lady Ori.
Then they closed the door behind them. I sat where they'd left me, cradling my aching arm. The bleeding hadn't quite stopped. A stray droplet had seeped through the bandage and begun to thread its way down my forearm. I followed the sensation of its passage, my thoughts meandering in a similar way. When the droplet fell off my arm to the floor, I imagined its splatter, its warmth cooling, its smell, its color. There was a way out of the House of the Risen Sun, I understood now. It would be dangerous, possibly deadly. But was it any safer for me to stay and find out whatever they planned to do with me? I lay down, my arm tucked against my chest. I was tired, too tired to make the attempt right then.
It would take too much of my strength. In the morning, though, the lights would be busy with their rituals and chores. There would be time before they came for me. My thoughts, as dark as blood, I slept.